On this episode, I talk with Zach Van Dyke, a rapper slash singer from Sacramento. You can find him on Instagram at ZACHVANDYCK Music, so Zach Van Dyke Music. As always, the best way to support the show is Patreon, so just click the Patreon link in the show notes or patreon.com/TheAidenFerrinShow. Here's a track by Zach called Fiji. So, there you go. Enjoy the show. I got a feeling that it's happening again. I got a feeling that we lost control. Got a feeling that we're more than friends. I'm still a little jealous in my head. Every time I see you walk alone, I put your mind in someone else's hands. And I don't mind playing a little from the sidelines. But I lose my mind not being with you in the nighttime. Yeah. Feel this so deeply. I need you, do you need me? Sometimes the best answer's the one that's easy. I got all that it takes to love you completely. But darling, I'd still chase you from here to Fiji, yeah. Savage. What, do most people not say it right?
Yeah, it's a horrible name. I hate my name.
What? Come on, how do most people pronounce it?
Well, Zach Van Dyke, or they'll answer the phone and be like, hey, Mr. Dick. Horrible. Horrible.
Man, people are fucking stupid.
I know.
Yeah, dude. Feeling. So where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento, California. Been here. I'm 23 years old. Been here forever, so.
Powerful Sacramento.
Yes, sir.
Is that like kind of Northern Cali?
It's Northern Cali. It's like, it's growing. It used to be like real small, but They're like adding to downtown. It's kind of popping now. It's kind of fun. But the weather's, it's like finally raining. It's taking forever to rain.
Tito's shows, is shows brought to you today by Tito's.
By Tito's. Nice.
Gluten-free vodka.
But yeah.
But yeah, dude. So you got recreational pot, right?
Yeah. It's all legal here.
Dude, how does that feel?
It's nice.
You live in like fucking dreamland.
I don't smoke weed. So
what?
But I mean, but it's nice. I mean, I don't think it should have been illegal.
So do you think weed is really just like a drug, just like cigarettes or just like alcohol?
Yeah, I mean, I think alcohol is worse. But
woo! Oh yeah, no, alcohol is good, bro. It's really good for podcasts. Tito's. Really good.
Yeah.
Shit is fire, bro.
It is fire.
So
but yeah.
Why don't okay? So you don't drink. Excuse me. You don't smoke.
I drink, but I don't smoke weed.
But you rap though. A lot of rappers tend to smoke weed.
I like rap sing. I like it's like in between.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like
so you make a distinction there.
Yeah, it's like I kind of do rappy verses, kind of, and then I kind of usually sing in the choruses of my newer stuff right now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's kind of, I kind of try to mix the pop vocal style with some hip hop influences, I guess, but that's kind of like what my new sounds like. I used to be like straight up pop punk back in the day. So like, it's definitely different, but it's maturing.
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Pop punk. So what is that? Like, Blink 182?
It was like Green Day, Blink 182 kind of inspired stuff. That was like high school days though.
Yeah.
That was back in the day. But
word.
Now, and then when I first started my like solo project, it was kind of pop punky at first, but then I kind of had like electronic influences in there with it. And then I kind of just straight up went to straight hip hop with hip hop beats more like than with pop vocals. So,
how long have you been kind of focusing on like the hip hop angle?
Just recently, like probably a year, like the last year.
And why did you pivot to hip hop?
Just because I wanted that more electronic vibe and the hip, you know, it was just kind of in right now. And I was, that's just kind of how I did like one song on my pop punk record that kind of had more beats. That's the song I did, Winter with Trey Cyrus.
You got a song with Trey Cyrus?
Yeah, it's on my YouTube. Yeah, damn. We have like 110,000 views. Yeah,
dude,
that's my boy.
I fucking interviewed. Did you see that interviewed?
Yeah, with Mason. Yeah,
Mason Musso, my homie.
That's my boy too.
Yeah,
I love those guys. Yeah, I played like 3 or 4 shows with them. They're dope.
Sorry, man. But, I'm just pulling this thing up.
No problem.
Real quick, gotta check something.
No problem.
But yeah, dude, Trey Cyrus, he's a fucking. He's like covered in tattoos.
100%.
Is that is that gonna be you in the future?
Maybe. I don't know. I wanna get some
don't
for sure.
Do it.
Not in the face. I don't think I can do the face.
Neck. He's got plenty of face and neck, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's fucking
but,
whack. I mean wacky, not whack. He's cool.
Yeah, yeah. He's a dope guy. He's so nice.
You've been focusing on hip-hop for like a year, and that song with Trace, is that like a rap song basically?
It's kind of like that same hip-hop, it's kind of a mixture there, and that was on that, like I said, that was on that pop punk album, and then it got so well received and everyone loved it so much that was kind of what led the transition there to that new sound. I was like, all right, then I think this is where I should try to head in. And it's just really, I think it's worked out really well.
You know what's weird, dude? So after I interviewed Mason, I kind of I don't know, I like did a little Googling and I found out that, you know, Trey Cyrus is in Metro Station.
Right, right.
And Trey Cyrus is, excuse me, Mason's little brother.
Right.
Is on the Mitchell. Hannah Montana. He's the brother on Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
And then Hannah Montana's older brother
mm-hmm.
is in a band with her character's little brother's real brother. So yeah, like they're all that, like
that's how they met. Like they met on the set of that show.
Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, so Miley Cyrus and that and Mason's little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then Trace came along with Hannah or Miley, and then fucking wow, I see. That makes sense now. Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, I don't know, man. Sometimes you just wonder, like, what does it take to break through?
I'm trying to break through, man. And that's, I broke through a little bit, like, social media-wise and stuff like that when that single came out. Because I debuted it on the news and, like, they did, like, a mini story on it. And, like, you know, we put it on a good YouTube channel that has a lot of subscribers on it. Like, we paid to put it on there, like, or I paid to put it on there. But, you know. Mm-hmm. We really tried to make that pop, and I think it did pretty well.
Yeah, man. It's Gary V was talking about how you always feel
I love Gary V. Gary V, I listen to him.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty smart guy, right?
Yeah, he's so smart. You know.
Yeah. Not to be a douche. Well, there's no way not to be a douche, but I feel like I identify with him in a lot of ways.
Oh yeah, I mean that's not too shit.
Do you kind of a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I'm definitely
so?
like
how so?
I don't know if I identify him at the beginning, but now I think I try to just because like I've listened to a lot of what he said and like I really try to take it in, and I'm doing a lot of the stuff he said to do. Like I make sure I like comment back on people now, and like because I was always bad about that, and then. Just like a lot of the tips that he's said to do, I think I identify with him a lot. And like my work ethic, like I started getting up like way earlier in the mornings and like going to work because I drive for Lyft. So like I just started grinding a lot earlier, like instead of sleeping until like 10 or 11, like I'm up at like 6 or 7 now. Like I'm just trying to really like grind as much as I can. Yeah.
Is that better to wake up early? Do you feel better when you wake up early?
I feel so much better. I feel so much better. And, like, I mean, I go to bed a little earlier now, but, like, it's fine. I feel like I just feel better. I go to bed maybe around, I'd get sleepy around, like, 10. And usually I was up 12, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, you know.
Damn, dude. Yeah, that's me. I'm always up until at least, 1 to 2 p.m. is, like, my typical bedtime. But, man, if I push this shit, if I start going to bed at 10 and waking up at 6.
Yeah.
Dude.
I feel so much better.
I feel like I'm doing something with my life.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. Like, and like, I'm just trying to step up my social media game. And like, it's hard, man. Like, it's so hard to break through, even on social media. Like, it's fucking hard.
Yeah. Yep. Well, like I said, that reminds me of what I was trying to say in the first place, which is Gary V was talking about how he thought going on the Joe Rogan podcast would be like the final key.
Yeah.
And it would really make him like become like the Jonas Brothers, like everyone would know him, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then he goes, but it wasn't. It was just another step. It was just another brick in the wall. And so he goes, you're always waiting, you're always thinking, oh, I need that one thing to pop or that one thing to break. But really there's no thing. You just have to keep getting those things. Keep popping. Keep getting notoriety. Keep getting reposted. Keep getting on the podcast. Keep it going. But it's weird because it does feel like all I need is one song to pop. And in a way, it's kind of true. In a way.
Right. For some people,
Look at any artist, musical artist who's popped over the past 3 years. They basically popped because they had one track song that blew the fuck up. Yeah. Like 21 Savage, I forget what it was, but he had that one track that blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
Bobby Shmurda, obviously. There's so many examples. But
even with Metro Station, like back in the day, it was that one song.
Yeah. What, Shake It?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just crazy. Like, but you know, lots of these people, they get one song and then that's it. But they're still able to, you know, have that career and tour and all that kind of stuff. They can still live off of that, even if, you know, some people only have one big song, but they're still able to go out and tour every day and travel and still make money and make a living. Ooh. And then there's some that can't, though, which sucks.
Some that can't. But, fuck them. Yeah. Fuck those people.
Yeah.
So I feel like I identify with Gary because I always sold shit. And
oh, really?
He always talks about how he's always like sold
the
shit.
The garage selling stuff.
Oh, he loves garage sales, right?
And then he resells on eBay.
He does do that.
He still does it. And he's a millionaire.
I know. Isn't that kind of weird?
It's hella weird.
You're using your time in such strange ways.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't need to be done. I think he was doing it more to just show people that, it's easy.
Is he doing that garage sale shit to just show people that it's a avenue for income? Or
I think so.
Does he really, actually, honestly enjoy it?
I think he enjoys it. From what I've seen, have you seen his on his YouTube? He has like 3 videos up of him doing garage sailing.
I've seen I don't know if I've seen the ones you're talking about, but I've seen like how he's always about that flip life, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You should watch the videos. He really does, I think, enjoy it. You can tell from the videos. It's crazy. He goes like there's this one where he goes in like to this house. There's like the garage sale's like in the house, and like he's just going through all this random shit, and it's like he knows, he's so good, he like knows exactly what to look for, and there's thousands of things throughout this house, and it's just like he's just going through it so quick, it's just insane.
Inside the house?
Yeah, because there's like all these mugs and like maybe fine china and like all this stuff, and like he's like going through it so quick, knowing like what he should pick up and what he shouldn't. Like, it's crazy. Like, how do you know?
You know what he is? He is. Oh, sorry. Let me just. I got a little thing here. Gotta check it. This fucking website is so fucking slow. Speed the fuck up, bitch, or else I will.
Where do you live at?
You. What the fuck? Why, of all times, why is this taking like 20 seconds to load while I'm recording a fucking show, dude? This is exactly what I don't need in my life. Central New Jersey? Okay. Ever been to New Jersey?
I've been to Buffalo.
A couple hours away, close enough.
Played hockey back in the day, so I traveled all over the place.
Dude, it just logged me the fuck out, and I have to log back in.
Damn.
I can't believe this bullshit. Sorry, dude. I'm going to have to... You know those captchas? Those are always fun.
Yeah.
Got to do those fucking captchas. When did that start, by the way? When the fuck did they start making us do captchas?
I have no idea. For what again? For what?
But you know what that shit is, right?
No.
A captcha is when you got to do like pick all the squares with buses, you know, to make sure you're not a robot.
Yeah.
That is some annoying.
I think it's gotten progressively worse. It's gotten progressively worse throughout the years. I mean, back in the day, there was maybe one or two. I don't know, one thing you had to click on, but now it's like, and they make you do like 4 or 5 of them. It's ridiculous.
Sorry. Dude, I might, you know what? I might just cut this part out because I'm just dealing with some business shit. I'm really sorry.
No worries. I'm chilling.
Fucking. What were we just talking about?
We were talking about Gary Vee, and then we were talking about the caption, the how they make you do this, and how long they've been going on.
Oh, yeah. Dude, captchas fucking suck a dick. So.
Yeah.
Letting you. All right. That should be good. So. Yeah, dude, I was always selling shit in high school. I sold soccer jerseys. So, in 2010, the World Cup, I was in high school. I was like a sophomore or some shit. And my club soccer coach, he also sold jerseys.
Okay.
And, you know, for whatever, U.S. national team, Brazil national team. And he was my coach. And so, I guess, I don't know, I guess I started just buying jerseys from him and because they were replicas. They weren't the $140 legit ones that cost like $500. Mm-hmm. They were like the $20 ones because, you know, like made in China or whatever. But they're basically exactly the same. They really are basically exactly the same, but they cost $20 because they're, you know, they're replicas. They're not legit. So I started selling those. And that was like a little business I had in high school, and I was selling that shit. In middle school, I was always selling video games. I was always selling like DSs and like Pokemon games and like little.
Damn, you've been on that grind for a while then.
Dude, I'm so crazy. One time in college, I just got this idea to like, I made this flyer, and it was like, I'll buy your electronic devices. That was it. And they had a picture of like a phone and like a computer or like a game system or whatever. And I am so fucking insane. I printed like 2,000 copies of this flyer.
Oh my God.
I don't know if you've been to college, but like the college I went to, there was like, you loaded up money on this like college account thing and like you can use that to buy food or whatever, you know?
Right.
Most colleges have something like that. I spent all my fucking money printing out like 2,000 of these flyers. You know, whatever it was, 5 cents a page. I printed out like 2,000 of them. And I just literally went around every single dorm on the entire campus, every room in every dorm on every floor. I would slip a flyer under the door.
Yeah.
Asking, you know, just being like, I'll buy your old cell phone. I'll buy your computer. I'll buy your electronics.
Did it work?
Dude, yeah. I got plenty of calls. I like got people's, I'm trying to remember how I did it. Yeah, I guess I just paid super cheap, or they gave them to me for free, or I just paid. Yeah, not free. So I guess I just bought that shit cheap as fuck. And I ended up with like tons of cell phones, tons of fucking like little things.
That's dope though.
I don't know if I made money off it, but like I'm constantly trying to do shit like that.
It's good for your mind.
Constantly trying to sell shit. But you know, most people in college are like normal kids, drinking, partying, being social. Meanwhile, I'm over here. I was listening to like, dude, I specifically remember I was listening to the latest Justin Timberlake album. The one with Strawberry Bubblegum and Tunnel Vision. Yeah. I forget which one that is. I don't know if you remember.
I remember. It was 2020, was it?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, 2020, yeah.
It was good as fuck. So
Teletight, yeah.
I was listening to that, slipping flyers. Dude, it took me 3 fucking days to
I bet it did.
To slide all those flyers into those doors. But yeah, it's weird, man. It's just like you gotta have that. So,
I had it. I mean, I worked hard, but like,
I mean, you got it because you're an entrepreneur. You're like, you're doing Lyft. You're not really trying to work for some. You're trying to do your own thing. You're making music. To do my own thing. Yeah. So, if you had $1 million, and you could spend that million on whatever you want, what would you spend it on?
I would honestly put a lot of it towards my music, honestly, and just my brand and build it up as much as I could and probably go buy my own house. But I really wanted, I'd probably spend it all on most of it on like building up my brand, man. I just want to grow. I think I want longevity. I don't want to like pay for like success now and then don't know what's going to happen later. Like I think that's what's cool about like what's taken me, you know, 5 or 6 years. Like it's slow, but like, I want to build it up and I want to keep that longevity going. So I hope that's like what can pay off in the long run.
So would you do like buy a studio?
Yeah, I'd buy a studio and I'd
like where?
I'd fucking build one in my house, man. Fucking spend all that. I was watching something like Aaron Carter. I don't know if you remember him.
Fuck yeah.
Like I was watching an interview and like he was talking about his comeback or whatever and what he's been doing, and like when he was like ready to make his own album or when he was ready to make new music, like he didn't spend it all on like he actually like random shit, like he spent it all on like music gear. He said he went to Guitar Center and he spent about $500,000 in like 20 minutes on studio gear, and he like built his own studio, and then he paid for a teacher to teach him how to make beats, and then that's like all those new music is like electronic stuff and like.
Aaron, wait. Are you saying Aaron Carter has new music?
Yeah, it's dope. I mean, I don't like – Aaron Carter was a dick to me when I played with him, so whatever. But, like, his new music –
You played with him?
Yeah, like, 3 or 4 years ago, I opened for him.
Wow.
But, yeah.
It was crazy. He's, like, on – he's on plenty of drugs, right? Plenty.
I don't know. I'm not going to say.
I think that was the rumor, is that he's all fucking – whatever it is, cracked up, coked up.
Yeah, he gets a lot of hate and shit on social media, but I don't know what he's doing. I mean, he just got back from rehab. He seemed healthy. I don't know.
I guess it's weird when you're like a child star.
It's hard.
And then you're like, rich as a young person. It's hard not to just do shit that, like, you know, whatever. Drink a lot, do a lot of drugs.
But you don't know. Like, it depends on what the
and
people
And he's not
around.
Even that old. He's probably, what, 26?
He's 30. Yeah. He's 30. Still, that's young. But, like, yeah, have you seen, like, Macaulay Culkin on Joe Rogan's podcast?
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, that was pretty cool, because, like, everyone always thinks he's, like, quacked out, but he's actually a really normal dude.
He stores mannequins in his apartment, bro. I don't know if that's normal.
I don't know. I never heard about that. But, like, he seemed pretty chill, and everyone, you know, he had all those rumors about all the, like, he did all the drugs and shit. I don't know if he did. Maybe a little bit, but it's these child stars that get, I think, like, child stars get a lot of hate once they get older. Like, no matter if they did good or not, like, oh, this... Once they look older, they look different, so people assume they're all quacked out and shit. I don't know. Mm.
Yeah, you know what? Whatever happened to that Full House reboot? They brought it back, right? I don't know.
It's on Netflix.
People really liked it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of cheesy, but people liked it.
Are they doing a second season?
I don't know. I think it's still on. I think they're still doing it.
Because there's a lot of people in there that became child stars because of that.
Right, right. And they're on that new show. They're on the one too. Yeah.
On that Bring It Back shit. So, dude.
But it's crazy.
Going on. Yeah, man. Who do you think's the child star that coped the best, that handled it the best and came out the best?
Hillary Duff, I think. She didn't have any problems. Like,
she came out with the best ass, I'll tell you that much, but
true. But she didn't I feel like she hasn't had any issues. Like, she's the only one I've seen. Like, you got, like, all these Disney stars. Like, Demi Lovato's a mess. Hopefully she's doing better.
Hopefully.
But, like...
Yeah.
All these child stars are just having problems, man.
Yeah, it's bro. Great. Dude, it's like, who knows? Who knows, like, maybe if you were them...
Yeah.
Maybe you would have dealt with it better. Maybe you would have dealt with it way worse. Like, a lot of the time I think the shit I say to people, the things I text girls on dating apps, like, the shit I say, if I was famous and people were, like, analyzing everything I did on social media and whatever, and, like, dude, I would be done. I'm a weird guy. I say weird, creepy shit a lot of the time. And
yeah,
it's
me
gotta,
too, me
and,
too.
But it's normal though. As a guy, it's normal. So like, being Aaron Carter, dude, it's gotta Justin Bieber. It's gotta be so hard to control yourself and not, you know, whatever, text like dick pics to girls and they fucking post it on Instagram
and expose you.
Like, yo, Justin Bieber is a king. There's never drama. There's never like dick pics that he sent some girl that she like. Shit that I would fucking be done for, like, you know what I mean?
He had a little rough time there for a minute, but like, he's been fine for the most part. Like, I think he's done pretty well.
When you say rough time, like, what do you mean?
Well, remember he got like, he was he was like being mean, I guess, or whatever, and
he was being a meanie head.
Yeah, meanie head, and like people didn't like it, and like he got booed at. I mean, Justin Bieber's like one of my idols, but. You know, he got booed at an award show, and then, you know, he later got that DUI, and, you know, he had, like, a little rough time, but I think, in the long run, I think it was the best thing for him, because I think he's a lot better, much better of a person now.
He's dating that fucking the daughter of that Trump impersonator, right, on SNL. What's his name?
He's married to Haley Baldwin.
That's right. Yeah.
Stephen Baldwin's daughter. Yeah.
So, what do you think about her? She's kind of cute, right?
Yeah, she's cute. Yeah, but I'm engaged. I have a woman in my life.
Ah, so you can't be talking shit on.
I can't be talking shit like that.
Talking shit on all these hoes.
Nope.
So. Damn, but, dude, that's pretty bizarre. So, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, as far as, like, your music, do you have a home set up currently, or do you tend to, like, rent out a studio?
Well, my producer, he'll come over. Like, I have a little bit. I have, like, some monitors here and an interface. So, like, my producer will, right now, he's been coming over to my place, and then he'll just set up his computer, and then he has a mic that he brings, and then we'll just record in here, and he can make it sound perfect in here. So that's kind of what I've been doing lately, just kind of having him come over, bringing his stuff. But that's all I got. It's expensive, man, and like I'm a college student. I don't have a lot of money. Like, it's hard. That's another thing. Like, it's so hard to do music right now, because like I'm only doing Lyft, and like I don't make a lot of money. I mean, it costs a lot of money to do stuff like this, so it's just hard.
Here's what I would say. I'd say put a few hundred bucks into Nano. Nano's a cryptocurrency. The crypto market is at a really, really low point right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been paying attention, but the way crypto works is it spikes up quickly, dramatically,
mm-hmm.
followed by a long, drawn-out, depressing crash. And then repeat again and again and again. So if you zoom out, if you look at the 4, 5, 6-year chart on crypto, it mm-hmm. looks like this. Big spike, super quick, like crazy big, 10, 20x, long drawn out fall where it loses most of its value, followed by another spike, which takes it higher than the previous spike, and another crash. Then the next spike takes it higher than even the second spike. So it's like it keeps slowly like 2 steps forward, 1 step back, 2 steps forward, 1 step back again and again. And right now, it looks like we're at the very end of the 1 step back. So right now, it's super low. Great time to put some money in. And I think you put 300 bucks into Nano today, this time next year could easily be worth $150,000. Not even joking. But you know, that's just what I would do. Money's good, man, right? It's good to have money.
Yeah, it's nice to have money. I wish I had more.
Like, imagine if you had some crazy relative that you didn't know about that died, and they named you in their will. Some rich fucking, like, let's say you're related to some Rothschild motherfucker, and all of a sudden tomorrow, you have $1 million. Besides the music shit, let me be fucking Groundhog Day, and ask you the same question I just asked you 10 minutes ago. What would you do with $1 million, besides invest in music stuff? If you couldn't invest in a studio, what else would you do with it?
I'd buy some nice ass clothes, a nice car, and a nice house. And
what kind of car?
I don't know. Whatever looks good. I'm not picky.
Bro, come on. How dare you?
I'm not picky, man.
How about the Audi TT? You go with one of those?
Audis are nice. I like Audis.
Mm.
Audis are really nice. Mm. But I'm going to take a nice vacation. Like, I want to take a vacation where I go to, like, all the theme parks and shit, like in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love all that shit, and I've never been able to go. I'd maybe do that. That's a really expensive trip. But,
really? And like, it is. Like, it's Disney World or whatever?
Yeah, that's a mess. And it's so, because it's so big, too. It takes, like, I had an uncle that went there for, like, 13 days, and it took him that long to go through everything.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So, it's just physically there's so many rides that it literally just takes 2 weeks to ride them all.
Well, yeah, and there's like so many there's like so many parts of it too.
What's
there's
the like, one where you could buy turkey legs?
I think that's in Disney World. Dude,
I want that shit, dog.
Last year I had one. I went to Disneyland in LA and like that shit was bomb. It was hella good.
Did they have turkey? Turkey legs?
Yeah, they had the turkey leg. It was hella good.
Dude.
It's so good.
I always see photos of it, and then I think, like, How can they have so many turkey legs?
I don't know where they get them from, because they're probably given like thousands away a day. Like, it's insane. They're one of the most popular things.
I mean, they don't give them away, right? They sell them.
Oh, yeah, you buy them, yeah. But, you know.
How much do you remember what it costs?
No. Like, I think maybe like double digits at least, of like 11, 12 bucks probably.
Dude, okay.
So everything's insanely expensive there, of course, too. You know, fucking water's like $10 for a bottle of water.
Bro, I'm about to Google how many turkey legs does Disneyland. How many turkey legs does Disneyland sell per day?
Sorry.
We back. So, how many turkey legs does Disneyland sell per day? The answer is between all six of Disney's North American parks, the four in Orlando and the two in Anaheim, people purchase more than 2 million legs every year.
Oh my God.
So, 1 million per 6 months. So, let's say 2 million, 2 million divided by 365. So, they sell 5.5 thousand legs per day.
That's crazy.
Holy shit, son. Times
10. That's a lot of legs.
Let's say $11. Times $11. So, that's $60,000 per day in turkey leg sales. Honestly.
God. They make so much money, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I heard that they don't pay their workers that much, though, and like the workers get screwed, especially for how much like money those parks make in general.
Dude, I've heard that the worker,
yeah.
Yo, if Gary Vee ran that shit, he'd pay him twice as much.
God, hopefully we can meet that guy someday.
Yo, let's say you had a talk with Gary Vee. Let's say it was your birthday, and he's like, "Yo,
I want to get a meeting with Gary Vee." All
right, let's say you get your meeting.
Yeah.
15-minute meeting.
That's literally all he gives you, too. 15 minutes.
That's right, because his time is money. What would you ask him?
I would ask him, like, what's your best advice? And, I mean, even though he's probably talked about it a lot, I would just ask him, like, for me and my, you know, demographic and what I'm doing, like, what would be your best way to grow your brand, really, on social media? Because that's, like, I think that's where so much of music is now, it's all on social media, all digital. Like, so I'd want to see if what he would suggest on how I should grow that. I think that's what's most important right now.
So you'd ask artist. Him how to grow your social media.
Yeah, simple. I mean, he's probably talked about it. I know he's talked about it a lot, but so, for me, for like what I'm doing,
yes,
because like, my demographic's a little different.
What's your demographic?
Well, it's that, you know, I'm making music that's kind of similar to the mainstream sound. So, like, I'm trying to get in that. It's harder for pop, you know, hip-hop artists to, like, I feel like it's harder for us to break through. But the ceiling is a lot higher than you would say, like, you know, a lot of my buddies and bands and the music scene here are, you know, they're all in pop punk or hard rock or alternative, like,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, they got that alternative scene, which is really strong. But the more the pop aspect of things, the ceiling's a lot higher. So, you know, that's why I would ask him that, like, what he would suggest in order to get to that breakthrough. Because it's a lot harder for us to get that breakthrough. But once you get it, the ceiling's a lot higher.
You know? What do you think he would say?
I have no idea.
Yes, you do.
I don't know. I hear him say this. I hear him say, you know, like we were talking about earlier, all it takes is one song to out shit. Always, he talks about that a lot. Just keep putting out shit. It only takes one song. So that's what I've been trying to. Honestly, that's what I've been trying to do. I've been putting out a lot of music this year.
Yeah.
At least one song every 2 months. So that's another thing actually that I took in from him. Just try to put in as much content as possible.
That's right. A big thing of his for artists is he says as much music as possible. He said, if I was an artist, I try to put out a song a day. That's what he said one time. Obviously, that's ridiculous. But one song a week, that is possible. It's going to take a lot of work and a lot of discipline to not tell yourself, oh, I only put a few days of work into the song. It's not ready. Like, you know, maybe it's not ready. But a lot of times it is ready, and you just tell yourself it's not ready because it's easier to just keep procrastinating. It's easier to not put the song out than it is to just put the song out and see what feedback you get, then incorporate that feedback into your next song. And I think if you do that, you try to fail fast and often, put out a lot of music, even if you think it's not ready.
Right.
3 months into putting out a song a week, you'll be making much better music and you'll have much more fans than if you had put one song a month for those 3 months.
Yep.
And that makes sense, right?
It makes sense, yeah.
So like, what's holding you back?
I'm at a disadvantage there. You know, it sucks. I've done myself a disservice because, like, I haven't learned, production super well.
So what do you
like,
do? So you're more of a songwriter, a rapper, performer?
Lyricist, performer.
But you don't sit down and make beats?
No, I don't make beats. I have my buddy do it.
That's cool. Like, no, that's cool because then you could focus on what you do.
I want to focus on what I've always just wanted to focus on my singing and my lyrics and stuff like that, and mainly my performance, which is what I focused on. Cause when I started music, like I always sang like to myself, whatever, but like I wasn't taking it seriously until 5 or 6 years ago. And you know, I was 17, 16. I feel like I was a little bit older. You know, a lot of people have been doing it since they were little, stuff like that. Like I didn't start this project until college. So like, I feel like I'm a late bloomer, so that's also a little bit of a disservice as well, but whatever. But, yeah. I've always talked about that.
No, but you're
like,
young as fuck, dude.
I'm 23.
Gary Vee would call you, like, literally, like, a baby.
I'm 23, but, you know, I feel like all these stars are getting their breaks and stuff at 20, 19, 18, 21. It makes you feel old, like, oh, we're running out of time here, like... You know, by the time if I'm not where I want to be by 30, then like, should I be doing this anymore? Like, that's kind of what I'm at.
No, but that's trash, man. Because 30 is the new 20.
That's true.
So
yeah.
Right now, as a 23-year-old, you're really like a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Of 20 years ago, like I think people like you and me, we're probably gonna live till we're 130.
Do you think? By the time we're 30, do you think we'll see more artists and stuff like that getting their break around that age instead of the 15 to 28 range? Because that's what I feel like it's at, right? At least it was at the last 3 or 4 years.
It's been at 15 to 20, but at the same time, not even. Because think of the Jonas Brothers. They made them out to be, you know, 18-year-old boys. Meanwhile... Mm-hmm. They were in their mid to late 20s when they first came out, but they just make them look like they're 17. So 13-year-old girls like get obsessed with them and buy posters, but really they're fucking 28 and they just make them look like they're 17. But yeah, dude, no, I think it's totally silly to think about age like that.
Yeah.
Promotion.
You see a little bit more older. Sorry, you see a little bit more older, like singers getting their breakthrough in the country scene, I think. But
I do think not so much
from this.
No, man, I think that you're still younger than you feel like you are. Because think about it, Gary Vee, he's probably gonna live till he's 100. Okay, I take back what I said before. He is probably gonna live till he's 115, 120. Being 15 years younger than him, you know, 15, 16, 17 years younger than him, we're probably going to live till we're 150, 140, 150. Our kids might never die because they might just put their consciousness into fucking
By the computers. Time they're old, who knows what the world's going to be like, yeah.
But, yeah, man. No, dude. Age is silly, man. I think we may never die. I think that's possible.
Yep. I do too. Who knows? But that's been my mindset for a while, and it's not a good one, but I need to snap out of it. But
does that bum you out because you feel like you're ready?
It does bum me out. It does bum me out.
Why does it bum you out? Because, dude, you're fucking younger than me, and I'm young as fuck.
Yeah, it bums me out because I just see, like I kind of mentioned earlier, like I just see people getting that breakthrough, like, you know, and they're younger than me or whatever, and it's just like, God, man, I just feel like I'm getting old. It just bums me out. I've been working hard, gone through a lot of shit.
Think about Russ. Russ was going hard. Yeah. Listen, Russ was going hard since he was 17. He's been producing for Bugis. He's been producing, performing since he was 17 years old. He didn't blow up until he was 25. Right. He didn't blow up until last year when he was 25.
If you look at his library too on iTunes, like, he has so many singles out. Like,
oh,
he
put out a lot of shit. I've heard them all. People sleep on Russ. Listen to his old shit. It's fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing.
He's dope. I like Russ a lot.
Yeah, dude. People hate on him, but I don't really get it. You know, I hate on a lot of people, and I think it's understandable. Mm-hmm. For example, I hate on 6ix9ine because I don't think that there's anything respectable about him.
Oh, fuck, man.
I think he 6ix9ine. He just does whatever he can to get clicks, to get views and clicks. Even if it's like he's playing the heel, he's literally being that guy that everyone hates because he knows that being hated by so many people is just as good as being loved by so many people, because at the end of the day, you still get those views and advertisers and sponsors. That's all they care about, the views. Right. So they'll sponsor someone that's hated just as much as they'll sponsor someone that's loved. But so that's why I hate 6ix9ine, because he's not trying to...
Did you see his interview on The Breakfast Club?
No, I did not.
You should see it. It's like a day or two right before he got arrested.
Ooh,
and it's crazy.
Why is it crazy?
Just because he's talking a bunch of nonsense, and it's just, I don't know, like you were saying, the way he presents himself is just, it's weird.
So douchey.
It's so douchey, yeah. Like,
and it's so, it's so, like, fabricated.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to act like,
super hard.
Super
like
thugged out.
Gang member. I mean, he might be one, I don't know, but, like.
Yeah, he might have fucking paid some gang to be able to, like, say he's a part of them. No gang.
Right. Ones.
Dude, he's a fucking nerd. Most artists are nerds, though, you know?
And now karma bit him in the ass, too. Now he's in jail.
So what is it, again, that he got in trouble for?
Something like, it's like some weird word. I don't know what it's called. Let me look it up. Because it was something to do with saying that he was in gangs and stuff like that.
Racketeering?
Racketeering, right. All right, that's what it was.
But what does racketeering mean?
It's like, I don't know. I don't know the exact definition. It's, it says it's dishonest and fraudulent business dealings. So I think it's a form of fraud as far as business goes. But like, he was doing I don't know. I don't know exactly what he did.
Shouldn't we be able to like figure that out pretty easily?
Aren't
people talking about it? Like, here, let me Google. Why did 6ix9ine Tekashi?
It was like a bunch of shit. Like, it was like there were so many weird charges, like ones that I hadn't really even heard of. Like, it was funny stuff.
Oh, he's allegedly connected to like a shooting,
right?
Oh,
and a robbery,
oh,
and all this
and
stuff.
For posting a video of like sex with like a underage girl, right?
That was a previous case that I think he got off on. Like they gave him like parole or something, probation or something like that.
Oh, so he's just like a bad guy.
He's just a bad guy, pretty much.
All right, let's take a little bathroom break. I'll be right back. Ooh, wow, dude, I am fucking, I'm on another level right now. Gotta sip some of this coffee. All right, tell me, hit me with five artists that you really listen to right now.
I listen to right now? Okay, I like Khalid. Do you like Khalid?
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone, obviously. Bieber. What's the other one I'm listening to right now? I love the new Justin Bieber stuff. It's really good.
He has new shit?
Well, from the couple years back.
Bro, Bieber's always fucking good.
Dude, I saw him when he came here to Sacramento on his latest tour. Mm-hmm. I was like, I gave him the stank face the whole time. I was so stoked. It was like so good.
You gave him the stink eye the whole time?
No, like the stank face. I was like,
feeling it.
Yeah, I was feeling it, man.
Oh.
Just with his dance, he's so smooth, man. Like the way he moves. I've been listening to a lot of Swae Lee and Ray Sharmer too. They have some pretty catchy stuff. I've just been trying to really get into that genre and just really.
Let me hit you with some good music. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
What's that song? Dust in the Wind. Uh-huh. Epic song. People sleep on Dust in the Wind.
Who's it by?
It's from the 70s. I don't know.
Okay.
It's like, whatever. Dust in the Wind by fucking whoever that's by. As far as new music, Sicko Mode, that shit's pretty tight. I like the middle part where Travis Scott comes in with that like cave, that like dark dungy cave music beat. Like that's
Travis Scott's a great performer. He's really good.
Ooh, dude, so good. Come on. But let me hit you with a few more. I Wanna Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston.
That's a jam. Man.
Dude, I'll play that shit at my funeral. Thank you very much. 10 Freaky Girls by Metro Boomin and 21 Savage. Yo, 21 Savage is a fucking comedian. If you listen to his ad-libs, is that called? The shit you say in between whatever?
Yeah.
You say like, or whatever. Shit like that. Dude, 21 Savage is the best ad-libs. It's hilarious,
that's
man.
Fun.
Dude,
that's
funny. It's literally, it's so stupid. Like, he's trying to be stupid. It's funny. I Found You by Calvin Harris. That shit's crazy, because if you listen to I Found You, yeah, it's a good song, right?
Yeah.
If you listen to that, he uses the same, what's the word I'm looking for? The same, like, structure, the same, what's that shit when they're building when they're repairing a building? They put that shit on the outside to, like, help them, like, stand on it. What's that called? Scaffolding. The scaffolding for the song is exactly the same as like every other Calvin Harris song. Literally, right. you could listen and be like, oh, he just used, it's literally 50% of just one of his old hits, and he just added a new name, a new chorus or whatever. But it's really like, he put no effort into that, but he knew it would win because he built it to be a replica of like a former hit.
Right.
So that's interesting. Let It Fly, Lil Wayne and Travis Scott. Dude, Travis Scott is so fucking good.
Yeah, I agree.
It's fucking crazy. How old is Travis Scott? Let's look it up.
He's not too old. And he's coming here too soon.
How old is Travis Scott? Bro, he's fucking 26, dog.
26, yeah.
And he's with
Kylie Jenner.
Dude, he's killing it.
He's living the life.
Bro, think about that. Think about this. He is with Kylie Jenner.
That's one of the most famous people in the world.
Well, also one of the hottest, bro. Did you see surgery they did to her? She looks fucking amazing.
Shit, that's crazy. The before and after is nuts.
Yeah, before, she's not even that cute. But after, they turned her into fucking Kim Kardashian Jr. Like, Jesus Christ.
It's insane. It's kind of gross, but like, not like in her aspect, but just how much plastic surgery people are getting done, like, I mean, whatever makes you happy. But
do you think at one point we'll be able to, like, the same way they changed Kylie from the way she was born until what she looks like now?
Yeah.
Do you think we'll be able to do that with straight up genetic modification instead of just surface level plastic surgery?
I think so. I think science is getting crazy, and I think we're going to be able to do some crazy shit in the next 30, 40, 50 years. Like, I think we're in for like a rude awakening of how crazy it's going to get in the next 50 years. What do you think?
Well, what do you think? Like, when you just said that, like, what are you thinking?
I think we're going to, going back to like Gary Vee, like I think we're gonna have like I think the whole we're gonna have this whole virtual reality like world where like you know we put on the contact lenses and we're gone for 3 weeks in like this world new you know virtual world kind of thing. I think like that's kind of where our world's headed to.
A virtual world.
Like yeah, virtual reality kind of thing where you're gonna put on these contacts and you're gonna be gone in this virtual world for like the next week or so, however long you're gonna, you know, I think it's gonna be crazy. Virtual reality is gonna just, I think it's gonna take over, and it's just gonna progress and get better and better and better. And you know, as far as like genetics and all that stuff, like who knows if we'll be able to like clone people or whatever. I don't know, but I think it's definitely possible.
I think we may already be in some kind of digital virtual reality.
Yeah, I agree. It's crazy. I don't know. We're next 50 years, like we're gonna look back and like it's gonna be blown away. I think.
Do you ever get synchronicities in your life that are just too crazy to be a coincidence?
Like that deja vu kind of feeling. I get it sometimes.
A lot of people say that when you get synchronicities, it's the universe's way or the simulation's way of showing you that you're going in the right direction, that you're doing the right things, you're on the right path. Right. And life, and if you're on the right path, life will throw you care packages and positive signals and gifts along the way to show you, keep going. This is the right direction. Keep going.
Yep. Yeah. I believe in that.
Dude, people need to look up Thomas Campbell.
Who's he?
Years ago, I found out about this Thomas Campbell guy, probably 5-6 years ago. And I got really obsessed with him. He's a physicist. He has a toe. So the same way Einstein had a theory of everything, a toe, Thomas Campbell also has one. And which sounds bizarre to say, but
right.
But he does. And if you just look up Thomas Campbell on YouTube, he has a YouTube channel. And you could just honestly click any of his videos. Just click any video. He actually puts out a lot of content, which is kind of crazy for like a old guy. But watch any of his videos, and it's fucking fascinating. You will learn shit. You will ponder concepts and learn shit that really make you think like, wow, this is probably a virtual reality. And that ties in with the idea, like, you know how people constantly say, we're made of atoms, everything's made of atoms, or everything's made of matter. But when you really look into matter, when you really look into atoms, they're 99.9% empty, right? We've all heard that. That's like, and we're all taught that, and we're all like, oh, well, the life is just crazy. It's a 99% empty space. But what I think it is it's like you're playing Warcraft. It's like let's say you're controlling your elf and you're walking through the forest in Warcraft with your little axe ready to fight someone. You can't walk through a tree. You have to walk around the tree. It's not that the tree's there. It's that the computer is creating the illusion of the tree so that, you know, because there are certain rules. So you can't just walk through the tree. There's a rule set. And similar to in a video game, life has a rule set. Yep. And so a very consistent rule set. And I'm trying to think, why did I just bring that up? It's just funny, man. Like, dreams. Do you ever remember your dreams?
Bits and pieces. Unless it's, like, really traumatic. Like, you know, something kind of scary or whatever. It's hard for me. I know my fiance, like, she can memorize her dreams and stuff like that. But I can't. Like, it's hard for me. Every now and then. But
every now and then. Well, yeah. When you dream, it's like, it's just like real life.
Yeah.
Except that the rules are slightly more malleable. For example, I had a dream the other day. I was talking to a girl and she took my phone and threw it off a bridge into the river, into the water. And I jumped off the bridge and I went to grab my phone and I was climbing back up the bridge. And at some point, as I was climbing back up the scaffolding of the bridge to get back on the bridge, I realized this is too bizarre. This is too weird. What, this girl just threw my phone off a bridge, and now I just jumped in and grabbed it, and I'm climbing up the side of the bridge? Oh, this is a dream. And as soon as I realized that, then it kind of became like a lucid dream because I realized, oh, I can just start making choices. So I decided...
See, right, I don't have that kind of control.
I don't either, but it happens once a year. You know, it's rare. And I go, okay, let me be at the top of the bridge. And all of a sudden, I was at the top of the bridge standing. I didn't have to climb the rest of the way up. I was just there. And then I thought, like, then I just started thinking shit, like, let me see, like, a thing in front of me, and I would see it. And so anyway, dreams are just like real life, except there's less rules. Your consciousness can run shit a little bit more. And dreams trip me out. I honestly, I'm trying to think why I just brought that up. I'm probably just drunk, but dreams are crazy.
No, they really are. Yeah. Have you heard Joe Rogan talk about dreams and like the whole DMT kind of thing? Where he's like talking about, it's like, you know, DMT, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he was talking about that, like how it puts, you know, when you're in that REM sleep, it like it makes you go nuts, like you're dreaming. Yeah, yeah.
All right, sorry. I just had to
give no worries.
Jaws intro for my ball.
Have fun.
Yeah, dude. Joe Rogan's a fucking crazy person.
He's fascinating.
Would you ever do DMT? Let's say like Gary Vee was like, yo, let's do DMT. Would you do it with him?
That's too crazy. No way.
Too crazy? Come on. What are you talking about?
Too crazy.
How's it too crazy?
It's like, Joe Rogan said, I mean, it doesn't matter. People will do it anyway, but he's like, it's just, I don't know. I don't like not being in control. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, once I take that. So I don't know if I could do that. I'm a wuss, dude. I don't do anything. I just drink.
Ooh, that weed is good, bro. You should start smoking again. You can handle it. I can tell, Cali, right? You got your shit
Cali,
down.
In Cali, Cali is like the best for weed, I guess.
You guys probably have such high quality stuff.
Every time the guys from Metro come through here, they're always like super happy because the weed's really good.
Metro? What does that mean?
Metro station? Yeah. Like my friend gave them some last time we played, and like they were so happy because they hadn't had California weed in a long time.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's dude, so, it's weird.
It's just kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone talks about it, like how good California weed is and how shitty everything else. I mean, I guess once you have California, they say once you have California weed, like, there's nothing better.
So, you don't smoke weed because why?
It's just not my thing.
Do you become like a little bit schizophrenic when you smoke weed?
I don't know. I feel like it'd make me paranoid. Everyone talks about being paranoid. I don't like not being in control. So I just don't. It's just not my thing. Mm. I'm a funny guy. Because everyone else in California does. Everyone does.
Yo, your tolerance is so low. You could take a tiny hit and get really high.
Everyone out of all of my friends do, literally. Like, everyone does.
Except you.
Yep. Except me. Maybe someday. I want to try because I have aches and pains. I do want to try the CBD, though. I've heard about that. I want to try that.
Aches and pains? Why? Did you break your leg or something?
I've had a lot of health problems throughout my life. But
bummer.
Yeah, it sucks. But I've been interested in, like, the CBD oils and stuff like that. Like,
because they don't get you high. They just give you more, like, pain relief.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, like, man, a lot of people cure cancer with Rick Simpson oil.
Exactly.
Hemp oil, like, dude, it's really bizarre. It's really bizarre that this plant is. It cures cancer. It makes people with social anxiety able to relax and chill. Right. It's funny because some people it gives them social anxiety, but you know it seems to help a lot of people. Obviously, Henry Ford built the body panels of his first ever Model T was built out of fucking hemp paneling. You know, every fucking ship from whatever up until 1800, all the ropes, all the fucking sails on every ship, it's all made of hemp. Hemp was a big, and also it was in medicine up until the 30s when it was made illegal. So hemp was just like cotton. Hemp was like nylon. Hemp was like bricks. It was just like a normal thing that everyone used everywhere, constantly in daily life. Then all of a sudden it became illegal. And now 90 years later, it's still illegal. And we're
There's that huge stigma around it for some reason. I don't think there should be. But for some, you know, it's that horrible stigma around it.
So here's a question.
It's horrible.
If everyone if everyone had your view of weed, that it's not...
I don't have a bad view of it.
I know. I just don't smoke it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So if everyone in the world had your view, let's say in America, do you think more people would smoke? Or do you think there's a large group of people who, even though they may not negatively judge marijuana, they wouldn't even smoke it even if it was legal and they had no problem with it?
I think there will always be people that won't, no matter what.
But do you think if it was legal everywhere, there would be more people smoking it?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because
you think it'd be the same?
Dude, it's illegal in New Jersey. I get weed whenever the fuck I want. I smoke whenever the fuck I want.
Have you ever been around police doing it?
Smoking around police? No.
No. Because a couple of my friends have. A couple of my friends have. And, like, of course, now that it's legal, they're like, yeah, I was just smoking my blunt. And, like, right next to a cop, he didn't do nothing.
That's crazy, just, dude. Yeah. That's a like, mind fuck right there.
They'll be out at Starbucks just smoking their pot, and like there's cops there getting their morning coffee, and like they don't do anything. They're like, it was a trip.
Yeah, man. Crazy. California's a different level. Yeah. I'm gonna be moving soon, getting an apartment, and I don't wanna have to think about where I'm moving, but I kind of do have to think about it because I don't necessarily have to stay in New Jersey. You know, it's easy to kind of not move too far from where you grew up with your friends and where your family still lives and shit. But
do you know where you want to move to?
Dude, I can move wherever the fuck I want.
Right.
And like, I've lived in Boulder. I've lived in Santa Monica. I like LA. LA was fucking awesome.
Dude, I want to live there.
Where?
In like LA area. Have you ever been to Glendale?
Fuck no, have you?
Yeah. That place is amazing. It's so nice. Glendale. It's just so it's like in LA. But
it's like a high-end like, area.
Yeah, man. I went there to like last year and like it's such a nice area.
Like Pasadena,
it's just so
type shit.
There's like one of my friends works for Warner Brothers, so like I went and had like a chat with him, and like he lives in Glendale, and it's insanely nice. He lives in like an apartment in there, and it's a huge apartment, and like they have a huge nice mall. I mean, it's just really nice. It's so beautiful down there.
Dude, here's the thing. New Jersey is really fucking expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't know where you like. I don't know what it's like where you live.
Oh. Everyone's moving out of California now because it's too fucking expensive.
Why is it expensive? What do you mean? Oh, just rent in general. Everything's expensive.
Everything's expensive.
What's gas? What is gas cost? Like,
right now, $3.20.
Ooh, it's $2.55 for us.
That's low for us. It was at like $3.80 not too long ago.
What, dude?
It was like,
fuck California, bro.
And then you go down to LA. You go down to LA, it's like close to $5.
No, still?
I'm not even kidding.
Dude,
yeah.
No.
I remember driving down there and like I had to get gas. It's like,
bro.
Oh my God, killed me.
I'm about to fact check you. What does gas cost in.
That was a year ago. It might be lower now.
In Los Angeles right now.
It's crazy.
Because I'll tell you what, that should cost $2.50 in New Jersey.
I think it's in the fours. What does it say?
It's saying 97 cents per quarter gallon.
Oh, well, I don't know what that is.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Yeah, it's like $3.10, $3.15, $3.20. Wow, so it's kind of fucking expensive, dude.
It's low. That's low. Because, like, the other day, or not the other day, but a couple months ago I was down there, and it was close to $4.
Bro, when we were kids back in 2007... gas was, I don't know if you remember, I do. Gas was literally, dude, $8 a gallon.
Oh my God.
Imagine that.
No, I can't imagine. You wouldn't be able to, people wouldn't be able to drive anywhere.
Bro, people couldn't afford to do anything. Yeah. And it was like that for, like, most of Bush's presidency, at least when I was fucking conscious paying attention, like 2004 to 2008, that shit was, gas was never below $5. It was always That's expensive. Insane. $5, $6 gas.
Yeah. People aren't, and it's bad, like I said, it's bad here. People, so many of my friends are having to move and, like, move back home with their parents. They tried living on their own. They weren't able to. You know, now they got to move back home and save up because it's just too fucking much. Like, a one-bedroom apartment downtown, like a small-ass apartment, is $1,200, $1,400 a month. Like, downtown, it's insane.
For where you live?
Yeah, like in downtown Sacramento. It's, and that's like a really, you know, I'd love to live
$1,500 for a one-studio apartment? One
maybe bedroom like, studio? Maybe like around $1,200 to $1,400. Yeah. Dude. For some of them, yeah. For
okay, here's the thing though. Here's the thing. In New Jersey, that's not expensive. That's just normal.
Yeah.
That's very normal. So maybe I should move to California because
maybe. It might be cheaper for you.
It might be a little cheap. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Princeton is fucked.
And for us, that's expensive, you know, because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, yo, tell me what you think about all these people, all these humans who believe that the earth is flat.
I think they're stupid.
That is very judgmental of you.
No, they're not Zach stupid.
Zach Van Dyke. Jesus.
I'm not. No, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see.
You don't believe it?
I don't think it's flat.
Why not? No. What evidence do you have?
I don't have no evidence. I just don't believe it's flat. I've heard people talk about it. I know some people believe, do you believe it's flat?
No, dude.
Okay, well. I was like, oh God, I hope I didn't offend you. I don't know. I just don't. There's no way. It doesn't make sense, logically.
Well, I would tend to agree with that. Because,
but I guess, I don't know. When you're driving, I mean, obviously when you're driving, you're flat and you're always on like
I think
center ground. I don't know.
I think if you get into a fucking plane and you're like whatever 30,000 feet in the sky, theoretically you should be able to see a very slight arc, right? You should be able to kind of minimally see that the earth is round, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Next time I'm in a plane, I'll have to pay attention. Take a look.
People have their own beliefs, so whatever. I don't think it's flat, though. It'll make sense.
Yeah. So what is a conspiracy theory, though? That's one that's kind of goofy. But what do you think's one that's, like, legit?
Oh, God. What are some of the – I got to think. What are some of the more popular ones right now? Fuck. Dude, I don't fucking know.
Popular ones? What are you talking about?
There's like popular ones. There's some going around right now. I don't know.
Like what?
I'm trying to think. That's what I was trying to think. I've been hearing stuff.
You got any music industry conspiracies?
Yeah, some of them.
Hit me, dog.
Let's see. I'm trying to find. I was looking at one the other day. I'm trying to find it.
What was it about?
It was about. It was music related. It was about how. Oh, sorry, I'm drawing a blank. I don't know. What do you think? It was like. I mean, I don't want to get too much into politics, but it wasn't about music. It was about politics. Donald Trump and all that. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Super random.
Dude,
super random.
Wait. So first you thought it was about music. Turns out it's about Donald Trump. And then you don't remember exactly what it's about Donald Trump.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bro, you don't even smoke weed. Come on.
I'm like tripping.
You might as well smoke weed if you already forget shit.
I forget. I do forget everything.
Bro, it's horrible. There's no reason not to smoke.
You can just cut this part out.
Yeah, I'll just edit this part out.
Because I sound stupid.
No, you sound like, I don't know.
I'm just drawing a blank,
like, man. You're just a busy guy. You don't really have time for conspiracy theories.
I am.
Was it about, like, that he's trying to, like, clean up?
I've been watching. I don't want to offend anyone or get on sensitive subjects, but, like, I've been watching this show, like, about Scientology. That's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah? A documentary about it?
Yeah.
By John, you know, who?
You know much about it? Like, the whole
thing? I've seen two documentaries about it, yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's just a cult, and I think there are many cults that are just, you know, just as bad, some less bad, that people don't talk about, but for some reason everyone talks about Scientology. They own a lot of property throughout the world. I know that.
They got a building downtown here too. Like, but it's funny because I've been watching the show about it, and like they're saying it's about these people that like left it because they were abused, or, you know, because they kind of fuck with you. And these people, you know, they lose contact with their families if they get out of it. Like, they're not allowed to speak to their sons or moms or daughters or whatever. Like, it's crazy. And, like, they're talking about how, like, they build all these buildings and they have all these properties, but there's never anyone in them, like, besides a few of the Scientology people. But, like, you know, because those are supposed to be, like, their recruitment buildings. And, like, there's never anyone in there. So, like, it's all kind of a ploy to make you think, like, that they're this huge popular thing, but are they really? I don't know. So it's supposed to be going downhill, apparently, because a lot of these shows are coming out about how abusive and how crazy it is, you know.
Is it possible that they're just, like, all these buildings are just ways to – they're just investments, assets? Yeah,
exactly. Like, it's just to make them look better than they – and bigger than they maybe actually are, you know. Mm. It's kind of like a ploy, I think, because, you know, there's never anyone in there, never. Mm. That's what they're saying about a lot of them, like – a lot of the buildings that they have and all these properties that they have, they have all these big properties, but they're never really full.
Yeah. Because,
you know, people walk in there and they ask questions, oh, what's this? What's that? And, like, that's, like, their point of having it. Like, it's, like, a recruitment place. And I think above it is, like, above, like, the lobby, there's, like, apartments. And I think some of the people live in there. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, what do you think about the possibility of giants being real?
Giants being real? I think there's giants. I think there's already giants real that are real. I think there's giants everywhere.
What? Where?
Well, look at the NBA basketball. There's people like 7'8", 7'9". Like, it's insane. There's probably people even taller than that in the world. So I believe in giants.
Yeah, but that variance between, let's say...
How tall are you talking here? I mean, it depends on how tall you're thinking.
You know, all adult humans tend to be between 5 to 7 feet tall. Whether it's male or female, everything fits into between 5 and 7 feet. People below 5 feet tall, that's rare as fuck. So let's just say 5 to 7 feet. That's a two foot range. That's basically what we are. So I don't think you can call people that are playing the basketball in the NBA, they're not giants. They're just the taller end of the spectrum of what we are. But I think there really may have been a different genus, whatever, a different species of hominid that were, like, legit 15, 20, 30 feet tall. Like, it's possible. And I think a lot of them may have run shit. Like, there's a lot of, you know, accounts of pharaohs, like the early pharaohs.
So I don't know anything about any of this stuff. You're smarter than me.
I'm not smarter than you, bro. I'm not smarter than you. But there's, you know... there's a lot of stories about giants.
Any of that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Bro, you going to vote for Trump if he runs again?
Yeah. But don't tell no one.
I won't.
Yeah, but probably.
That's fascinating.
Why, you won't?
Dude, I don't know, bro. I'll have to see who runs. I don't think so. I mean,
did you vote for Trump?
I didn't. I voted for Gary Johnson.
Okay.
Because I thought that'd be a fun little choice.
But, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. Trump's a funny guy. He's kind of bizarre, but I agree with some of the stuff he's doing. I come from a law enforcement family, and a lot of the law enforcement is like, they're Trump supporters. So I feel like that's kind of why my mind's at where it's at.
Yeah, he seems like more of a normal guy.
He's not a politician, you know. Yeah. He's not a politician. He doesn't speak well.
Right.
But, you know, he's just kind of a normal guy that ran and won. And now, you know, he gets all this hate. It's kind of annoying. Even though he does do stupid stuff, I won't say he doesn't, but you know, I try to just pay attention to the good things that's going on instead of like all this negative energy.
Yeah, dude, that's good. You got to focus on the positivity.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so like,
I don't have time for that.
How much time do you spend per day working on music?
I don't spend it. Honestly, comes and goes. It's kind of bad. I mean, I'm always on my social media, putting stuff out, trying to do stuff. But I'm not. I'll only make a song when I'm inspired to make one. I'm not making music like every day. You know, if I have an idea, then I'll go into the studio and make something. But only when I'm inspired. You know, I have like 8 or 9 songs done right now that are all new. I'm not one of those people that's like in the studio every day, like writing and making music. That's just not how I work. I have to be inspired and have come up with something that happened in my life or whatever to be able to like start working on something. Which is kind of different, I think. A lot of people that are doing my kind of stuff are in the studio every day making beats and like, you know, working on their craft. And I'm working on my craft, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not in the studio every day, which I think is a little bit different.
Do you think putting out singles versus putting out projects?
Yes.
What do you think's just better as far as marketing in 2018?
It's a great question, because I've been telling everyone to just put out singles. You know, it's a lot easier to focus on one.
I think so too. I think singles is smarter.
I've been telling everyone to do it. Like, put out singles, make a video, some kind of visual with it, like a lyric. Could be a lyric video, it could be a music video. I just did a music video for my latest one. But, you know, that way you can just focus all your marketing and time on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put out, like, I put out an album.
Oh, fucking froze.
Album got, like, I put out an album, like, a year and a half ago,
mm-hmm.
and maybe 2 of the songs on that got some recognition as far as people listening to it, because I had put out singles to that previously. So like a lot of the songs on that record, you know, no one heard because they were just paying attention to the singles. So that's when I decided to start just putting singles out, because that way I can focus all on one thing.
Are you going to try to put out, like, do you think you could do one song a month? Could you do that?
I think I've been doing one song every 2 months right now. So mm-hmm. yeah, I might, I think I could do that. I'm going to have to try. I'm going to have to do something, because I want to keep putting out content. Even if I put out, like, I can do covers or something too, like record covers and make mm-hmm. them sound really good. So songs that people are listening to, that also helps too, you know?
Oh yeah. Cause you sing and rap.
Yeah. So,
Okay. Do you put like, dude, yeah. And Instagram. So do you post more on Instagram than you release music, or do you tend to just like put up a new post whenever you put out a new song?
I'm posting on Instagram. I try to post on Instagram every day, no matter what it is, just a picture or video, whatever. And then I'm always trying to, like, ever since the Gary Vee stuff, always trying to engage with everyone. And, you know, if I get a follow, I'll message them personally and say, hey, thank you for following me. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just trying to be like really good about that. And it's really helping. I'm getting followers. I'm getting about 20 or 30 followers a day, which is nice.
Dude, that's solid, bro.
Yeah, solid. You know, it all adds up.
So do you tend to put out videos? Do you try to make a video for every song?
Yeah, some kind of visual. I mean, like, it's expensive too. You know, I got a videographer that I've had forever. He's done 3 out of 4 of my videos. So I try to put out some kind of visual with everything, just to make it more interesting. I feel like people will they'll pay attention more if there's something to watch. It's just kind of how people's minds work right now, I feel like. And it helps. I think one of the songs I put out a lyric video was my highest streamed song, and I got like 40,000 streams on Spotify, which was crazy. And that doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a lot for me. And that was like just because I put out a lyric video and I sponsored the post and all that kind of stuff, and people went and streamed it. So I feel like it helps. I feel like it helps. Yeah, you got to put out, people want that visual content. They're not going to, most people aren't going to go click on a link and go try to stream the song without something to watch. It's just how people's minds are working right now. And it just makes you look better. I don't know.
So Instagram and YouTube, those are the two big ones, right?
Facebook, Instagram. I mean, my YouTube's most of the, like that winter song I did with Trey Cyrus, like we put that on, I didn't put that on my channel. I put it on a different channel. So, because I don't have a huge, I only have like 300 subscribers. I don't have a huge YouTube following at all. Mm-hmm. So it kind of helps. That's another way. Like try to find a channel that you can maybe pay to put your video up on there. People be doing that too. It helps. That channel was really, it's a big channel. It has like 100,000 subscribers. So there's a lot of people that saw that.
Amen. Dude, that makes sense.
Trying to, you got to come up with different ways to get your stuff out there. I mean, everyone's trying to do the same thing. So,
yo, let me ask you, I've tried, I've never done ads on Instagram, but I'm thinking like, I might want to like try and see what that does.
Try it. I usually do like less is more on that. So like if you do like $10, I maybe start with $10 and just do it for like a day and just see what happens. See how much you get.
And what do? You just connect the card?
Yeah, you just connect your card. It gives you the option that says, you want to sponsor your post or whatever. You just go it and link up your card to it, and it's easy.
Dude, that's fucking amazing.
It's really nice. It's been really good for me. Really good.
Yeah, that's like tight.
You'll be on your stories or whatever. Mm-hmm. You'll be going through your stories, and like my post will pop up sometimes on that too. It's crazy, and it says like sponsored above it, so it keeps coming into people's feeds.
Can you sponsor your story as well as a post?
I don't think so. I think it's just your post.
I think you could do a story. I feel like you can.
Though. You might be able to. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I've done it. Word. But yeah, right. It's cool.
So, shit, dude. I'm gonna be honest. I have to pee so fucking bad. I don't know. I have an old man's bladder.
It's all good.
Dude.
Go pee.
Here's what I'm thinking, though.
All right.
Oh, we got the mailman outside. All right, I'm gonna go pee. I don't like that word. I'm gonna stop saying that. Some shit. Girls can get away with, I have to pee. But if a guy says that, it's like, bro,
it's all bad.
I can't be your friend. Okay. I'm gonna grab some weed. I'll be right back. Sure.
No worries. Jessica Jackson paid me for 30. Eight, 10, 11. Eight, 10. What's up?
Yo, so
what up?
I know I mentioned it before, but I recommend Thomas Campbell. I recommend the fuck out of him. He's so fucking smart.
I'm gonna look him up for sure.
And it's just like a genius fucking, like, the Defense Department contracted him for like remote viewing shit like 2 decades ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like crazy, like just shit that all ties into the idea that this could, like, life is really it's just a dimension. And dreams is just as real. It's just another dimension. And, like,
yeah,
insane shit. Like what do you think happens when you die? Do you think you, like, it's like darkness or weird shit? Do you think as soon as you die, you're born? You wake up as a new being somewhere else?
I think it could be like that, yeah. Or, you know, you live in this fucking amazing world. I do believe there's something afterwards. I don't think you just die and you're just, you know, you have no memory or blacked out or whatever. I think there's something that happens right at, you know, I believe in that. There's an afterlife. Either there's an afterlife or you're born again as someone else. Like, that's my two thoughts. My two ideas.
Who knows? Who fucking knows?
No one knows.
Yeah. But,
I mean, there's some people that have, like, died and so they came back. Like, I mean, those stories are kind of crazy. Like, they say they met Jesus or whatever, and then, like, they came, he said it wasn't their time yet, and they come back. You know, there's some of those stories that are kind of crazy. Who knows?
Bro, it's crazy shit.
It is. It's trippy, man. It's
so
trippy.
What do you think about the water erosion on the Sphinx in Egypt, which shows that subject to rainfall, which is only possible if it was sitting there since 15,000 years ago, implying that civilization has been around at least since then, not just since the past 6,000 years, like textbooks say. You know, because when you look at the Sphinx, it's like that shit couldn't have been built by, like, cavemen. No, look at it. It's clear. It's like some shit that was built by some kind of culture, some kind of civilization that existed. So,
yeah.
And that idea right there, what I just said, that there's undeniable evidence for because of the water erosion on the Sphinx.
Yeah.
It's like that knocks the whole idea of when civilization started out of the water. What do you think about that?
Dude, that's way too much thinking for me. I don't fucking
know. What are you
talking
about?
Dude.
You just froze.
Oh, wait.
What'd you
there
say?
You go. Sorry. I mean, it could be there. I think, like, it had to be built by some kind of culture or whatever, but I don't look into that stuff too much. I don't know. I probably should. I should probably read into more of that kind of stuff.
Well, here's what's fascinating.
I do think it's fascinating, though. I think it's interesting, but I just haven't researched
too
much.
The only fascinating thing about it is that the idea, what the modern theory is, that there was a culture long ass ago, 20,000 years ago.
Yeah.
But Earth got hit by meteors and asteroids, passed through some kind of asteroid belt in space, and shit got wiped out. And the more we look into it, the Earth is constantly getting hit. And it looks like what may be happening is that Earth's orbit, Earth's path around the galaxy.
Yeah.
At certain points, at very regular intervals, maybe every 20,000 years, maybe every 12,000 years, Earth passes through a thick debris stream, like crossing a 6-lane highway, just like walking across, hoping you don't get hit. That's what Earth does as it travels through the galaxy. So every 12,000 years, life on Earth may nearly go extinct.
Yeah.
And that just is honestly not just possible, it's kind of likely, the more we look into it. So if that's the case, then we really, the responsible thing is to get humans living on the moon, get humans living on Mars, get humans elsewhere, so that if our Earth colony gets wiped the fuck out, we don't go extinct, right?
Right, right.
That's crazy to think about.
It is, yeah. That's trippy.
But, I mean, what do you think about that?
I think... you're asking if I think about life on Mars and life on the moon.
I mean, do you think that's smart? Try to, like,
I think it's smart. I think that's, I do think that's smart. And I think how far are they into finding out about Mars? And, like, I know about the moon. Like, I watched some astronauts and, like, space videos, but I don't know how close they are to, like, finding out if there's life on Mars or not. I know they've been able to get on the moon, but I think Mars is like, isn't it like really hot or something? They haven't been able. Yeah. They've only been able to send like robots onto
probably.
The.
Yeah, it's they've only probably been able, hot.
They've only been able to send like a robot and stuff onto Mars and like video capture it. That's what I've seen. But I think it's a good idea, and I think it's possible.
There are photos of when they sent the drone to Mars, but a lot of people say it's like they don't buy it.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows, right?
I don't know.
They keep all that stuff secret, man. It's horrifying. Yeah.
In the 60s, when they first started landing like shit on the moon.
Yeah.
You know, like the lunar lander, for example, mm-hmm. they fucking, their moon rung like a bell. And NASA recorded this data that the moon rung like a bell for like a small object, made it ring for 30 minutes. Then a bigger object they landed, or they crashed into the moon, rung for hours, like if a full day of ringing like a bell. And that was their words, rings like a bell. Mm-hmm. So yeah. If something rings like a bell, that's probably because it's hollow like a bell. That's the only way shit rings like that and causes right. vibrations like that. So then mustn't the moon be hollow?
I guess.
I mean,
right? Who knows? That makes sense, yeah.
Because it rings.
Have you seen the videos on YouTube of them inside the space station and all that stuff?
Nope.
Have you seen any of that?
Nope.
Oh, that's some interesting shit too. They documented. There's so much documentation videos of like them inside the space station and like what they're working on and what they're doing and stuff like that. It's insane.
What do they do?
Well, they show some of their scientific projects, and like they'll give you like a tour of the space shuttle or the space station, and then they'll show you how they do daily life and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting.
Bro, they should fund that shit way more.
And they did. When they had the one of the astronauts, I forget his name, they had it on recently, but he was documenting like a bunch of stuff and like, you know, just daily life inside the space station and like showing you he was showing videos on the windows and stuff of what the Earth looks like from space. It's pretty interesting. And like they documented it all on like YouTube and like Facebook Live and all this stuff. That was a couple years back.
I'm just saying the government should put way more money into space. Oh,
yeah. Definitely, yeah. They really should. It's a totally different life, and they're like up, you know, and they're up there for months and months at a time, and it's just like it's kind of freaky. Like I'd be scared up there, man. Like, no, you're away from civilization for so long. You know,
yeah, that's it's fucking like insane, dude.
It's a whole new life. It's a whole different kind of way to live when you're up there. So,
yeah.
And then they showed like a video of him, like of them, like leaving, coming back mm-hmm. to Earth, and they're like their bodies are all a mess, and they're throwing up, and like
dude, fuck that, because
their stomachs like all messed up from the gravity.
Yeah, how much do you think they get paid?
I don't know, probably bank, especially if
dude.
They had all these famous people.
They must get millions, otherwise that's a ripoff.
They must, and they had like all these like they had some celebrities. I don't remember who, but I do remember it was like some celebrities and stuff like doing live videos with them, like just random shit like cooking and like oh what's like space food taste like and all this shit like they were doing everything.
That. Yeah, that's yeah. I don't like that. That's fake news right there. Yeah. So, okay, man, well, that's really fascinating.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry, I pretty much just focus on music and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I'm not super educated about all that other kind of stuff.
No, that's good, man, because, you know, music's better.
I should be educated more.
Did you go to school for music, or do you just figure shit out on your own?
I went to because remember I said I started my project in college, so like
mm-hmm.
it was right when I was taking music business courses. So I learned, and that's how I learned how to do everything. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Like I didn't know how to market myself or promote myself or.
So what did they teach you in music business? Now you're back.
Yeah. You there? Okay. Yeah, yeah. We'll cut all that out. We'll cut that out. But my music business teacher, he's in business for like 40, 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
told us his story about how he was homeless, blah, blah, blah. He did all these commercials, and I don't know. But they kind of teach you everything. They teach you, like, copyright laws. That was more of the boring course. I had to take that for a semester about all the laws and stuff like that, which was kind of – it's crazy. And then they teach you – there's one about artist management. There's tour management, how to promote, you know, straight marketing. There's a songwriting course. I mean, you got to take all those. I took all those, and I got, like, a associate's degree and all that, which is cool. But
okay, and you feel like it was pretty educational. Like you learned a lot.
I mean, yeah. I mean, once I learned like the basics, I was able to kind of learn the rest on my own, because you kind of figure it out from being around everyone like that's in the music scene and stuff like that. You know, you kind of just follow what they do if they're more experienced than you, and you know. But I did learn a lot. I did, for sure. I wouldn't be where I am today without it. Definitely.
Okay.
Because like I said, I didn't start my music project until college, so that's kind of where it all began for me. I was in a pop punk band in high school, but we played a couple shows, but like, and even then, 2012, 2011, social media wasn't, I mean, it was big, but it wasn't what it is now. So like promotion on there wasn't as crazy as it is now, I guess. We were just focused on playing shows back then. That was more the way to do it. Now it's like, even that was only 6 years ago, and now it's like all about social media, you know?
So now do you think you might spend more time like doing videos and shit just because social media is such a big deal?
Yeah, like I don't play nearly as many shows as I used to. Like I play maybe 4 or 5 a year, which isn't a lot. And that helps too, because it's easier to get people to come out. And you're not asking them every month, hey, you want to come to the show? You want to come to that show? Like, it's easier to get it out, more of your friends and family and fans out to your show when it's, like, not as often, you know? I feel like, at least. But I've just been focusing on social media and content, putting out music and stuff like that. I'm just trying to grow my presence online. So that's where it all is. Everything's digital now, bro. Like, it's all leaning towards that virtual reality kind of thing. Like, we're all locked in on our computers and locked in on our phones, and no one's going out and seeing bands anymore. They're all looking on their phones for new music. That's literally how it is. It's harder to get people to come out to shows now. It really is.
I'm thinking in the future, like, what if people pay to like live as the Rock for a day?
Right.
Like you that's pay $1,000 to like go into a virtual, The Rock licenses his virtual reality for the day, and whoever wants to rent it for a day can just literally, it'll feel like they'll have his sensations and his thoughts, and they'll just be The Rock for a day. Or something, right? Right? That could be.
Yeah, exactly.
Some crazy shit like
that. That's totally true. I think that can happen totally. It's crazy, but yeah, I mean, that's just how it is right now. I feel like that's just how the music scene is now. It's all digital.
Yo, The Rock could be the president.
Dude, I fucking love The Rock.
He might be like, the president, bro.
He said he might run too. I saw something that said he's like,
I'll tell you what, let me tell you something right now. If The Rock ran for president, he would win.
You think he would?
It's as simple as that. There's no competition.
You really think he would?
Bro, it's either Gary Vee or The Rock. And between them, I don't know.
Gary Vee's gonna own the Jets. He ain't focused on running for president.
Yeah, but he'd like turn America. Imagine if he was the president, he'd turn America into the most profitable fucking corporation in the world.
He really would. Everyone would be an entrepreneur.
America would be running Instagram ads, Facebook ads.
Exactly.
For the USA.
That's pretty funny, but it's true.
Very funny. Sorry.
No, I was just gonna say, I fucking love The Rock.
Yep.
He's like he's killing the business game too.
He's a giant.
He's so fucking smart.
Yeah, he's also a giant.
He's a giant. It's huge.
So did I finish this bowl already? Fuck, dude. It's one of the worst feelings when your bowl's done. You're like, shit, there's no more weed. Oh, okay. Jesus Christ. So, dude.
What's up?
I think I'm officially too high for the podcast. It's all good. Yeah, this has been really fun, man. It's been like 2 hours and shit, almost.
Yeah, almost, yeah, man.
So you're in Cali. That means it's fucking early for you. So you got a whole day ahead of you, bro.
I do.
All right, Zach Van Dyke, thank you for your time. Please tell people how to find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Zach Van Dyke, ZachVanDyck music. And that's pretty much where – I would just say follow me on Instagram. That's pretty much where I'm most – busiest at.
Fuck yeah.
So yeah, right, thank you guys.
Thank you, sir. This was fun.
Hey man, you have a good day, bro.
Yo, I was gonna say, let's do it again sometime.
I'm down.
What do you think? Okay. Okay, good man. Talk to you later, homie. Peace.
Why I'm miserable. Tonight I'm just predictable. Feeling down is irresistible. When you catch me waiting, pry me open. I'll tell you all the things I should have done. Reaching like I'm right under the ocean. All this time I fought but never won. And you don't believe in me. Try to front but you see through me. Try to find out what you mean to me. Every time we play these games we could try but the stories never change. Reminisce but forget the pain. Remember when time will forget the rain. When you catch me waiting, pry me open. I'll tell you all the things I should have done. Reaching like I'm right under the ocean. All this time I fought but never won. Mine under the sun.